April 23, 1912. The love with which Jesus loves us exists in each thing, inside and outside of ourselves, and he wants perfect return. In order to oblige us more, he reaches the extent of permitting guilt. Finding myself in my usual state, blessed Jesus came for a little while and told me, "My daughter, sometimes I allow the guilt in a soul who loves me in order to squeeze her more tightly to me, and to oblige her to do greater things for my glory. In fact, the more I give to her, permitting even guilt in order to endear her more to me for her miseries, to love her more and to fill her with my charisms, the more I push her to do great things for me. These are the excesses of my love. My daughter, my love for the creature is great. Do you see how the light of the sun invades the earth? If you could make many atoms out of that light, in those atoms of light you would feel my melodious voice and, one after the other, they would repeat to you, 'I love you, I love you, I love you,' in such a way that you would not have the time to count them. You would remain drowned inside love. I say to you, I love you in the light that fills your eyes. I love you in the air that you breathe. I love you in the whistling of the wind which touches your hearing. I love you in the warmth and in the cold felt by your touch. I love you in the blood that flows inside your veins. I love you in the beating of your heart which tells you of my beats. I repeat to you, I love you in every thought of your mind. I love you in each action of your hands. I love you in every step of your foot. I love you in every word. Since nothing happens inside or outside of you without an act of my love toward you, one I love you from me doesn't wait for another. And your I love you is single quote. How many of them are for me? I remained confused. I felt deafened inside and out, full chorus, by the I love you's single quote of Jesus, while my I love you's single quote were scarce and so limited that I said, "Oh my lover Jesus, who could ever match you?" But of what I have said, it seems that I have said nothing of all that Jesus made me understand. Then he added, "The divine will, true sanctity, is in doing my will and in reordering all things in me. Just as I keep all in order for the creature, in the same way the creature should order all things for me and in me. My will keeps everything in order."